Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. You know what the team is. You heard the man. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, on the ones and twos, and you. Getting involved with the program as we love you to do here on this Friday. We're headed towards a huge football game against the Baltimore Ravens, who has been a little bit of a nuisance for these Houston Texans. But the bully is hurt.
Is it six straight?
I'd actually have to double check. I don't know why I don't have that on top.
I just seen a record of 13-2.
Yeah, 13-2, six straight, eight straight in Baltimore, I believe.
And you have an opportunity to change that this weekend. So we'll talk about that. We have a pretty loaded show. B. Scott from Hiram Clark, he will jump in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Jason LaCanfora, who is obviously our Odyssey NFL insider, but he also, like, he lives in Baltimore. He works in Baltimore. So it's going to pseudo be our behind enemy lines at noon when we talk to him.
What does McClain call him?
I don't think that's fair. However, get involved with the program. 713
He said it on there.
572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And we also have appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch
chat. Oh, look, I just confirmed that he is going to be on.
610 yes. Houston and... I just want y'all to know, I feel like quite a professional that I was able to do that.
We do not.
During the midst of whatever the hell y'all are doing right now.
I can confirm he is going to be joining us. Yes, I'm serious.
How are we feeling about this game, ladies and gentlemen? Let us know on the text line, especially. And how are we feeling about Nick Caley? Coordinators talked yesterday, as they do on Thursdays on a normal week. And one of the things that we're starting to hear, in addition to hearing from coordinators, hearing from players, we're starting to hear a kind of a mentality from Nick Caley, or at least confirm a mentality that we kind of got a feel for. When Bobby Slowick, you know, was jettisoned from his job as the office coordinator here, we started to get all of the things that had previously been kind of kept in. And one of the things that seemed to come out was he does not seem to work as a team guy or what have you. And Nick Caley, all the reporting, all the conversations where he seems to be a lot more collaborative in the way that he goes about things. So are this signs of possibly Nick Caley's superpower?
Yeah.
Is that what we're seeing?
I'm glad to use that word.
Is this going to be proven to be something else?
Shout out to our big boss, Sarah. She likes to use this term, find your superpower, know your superpower. However she puts it.
I
should have been paying attention closer. Anyway, you know, everybody has a superpower. And when you can find that and define it, you can thrive. You know, you can become really good at your job. So I'm listening to these guys yesterday. Christian Kirk, shout out to The Drive. They had him on. Dalton Schultz. And then Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk was actually, shout out to B. Scott for getting out there on the ground. Of course, a Texas insider.
And I'm like, are we seeing his superpower? Is this it? Being able to, well, let's let Christian Kirk explain.
Yeah, I think it's just open communication. I think everybody does a good job of, communicating what they see. Something's not right, you know, being able to hold each other accountable. But I think, like I said, Kaylee does a great job of kind of opening the floor and really listening to, you know, CJ and, you know, me, Nico, whoever it may be, because we're the ones that are out there playing. So he does a good job of listening to us, giving them the feedback, and then being able to evolve and do certain things offensively to do what we're comfortable with, because, you know, we're the ones out there doing it and executing it on Sunday.
So let's compare and contrast what you just heard from Christian Kirk to Bobby Slowick, to Bill O'Brien, who was mentioned earlier. Bill O'Brien famously said, and I remember distinctly Cecil Shorts sitting right here saying, you know, telling the story about how Bill O'Brien would tell him, I know this works. It worked in New England. Do this, right? Bobby Slowick, we've heard how rigid he was about doing it that way. It didn't fit his players. Is this Nick Caley's superpower, or maybe, you know, maybe it's a cause for concern? You know, is he still trying to figure it out, and he's just, you know, spitballing and listening to guys and taking ideas? It could be either way. We could find out on Sunday, or begin to find out a little more on Sunday. But the ability to know that you don't know it all, is that his superpower?
I mean, in a vacuum, that sounds like a superpower, right? I will start there, right? It seems like a good thing, right? The notion of a game plan offense, right? Mm-hmm. With whoever you face off against, tailoring what you do to what they do not do well, right? Trying to find the weak spots and attack it. That all sounds well and good. But whether or not it is a superpower or a fault in your operational process is largely determined by the results of it. And I know that kind of sucks. And when I say the results of it, I guess it's not simply the results, but how does the process ultimately work, right? We have friends who, you know, in a friend group who are like good at getting a feel for, hey, what do you think? What do you think? And we also have friends that are like, that can't make a decision, that are paralyzed by that perpetual want to seek validation from others.
Mm-hmm.
Those are in the same vein and kind of two sides of the same coin. Yeah. How does it manifest itself? Does it show up as getting input, but then ultimately being the final decision maker and being able to take all these things, put them in a cauldron of sorts, and meld them into the best answer? Or does it end up being confusion? Does it end up being something that takes you away from finding an actual good answer and have you running from pillar to post like a chicken with his head cut off?
Yeah.
Those are things that we need to learn about Nick Caley as a first-time play caller. But I like that this seems to be there as like an option, as an opportunity, especially for him not having a lot of experience leaning on other people. But I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the fact that that can be a bad thing.
No,
there is a possibility of that being a bad
thing. I'm glad you said that too, because I think it could be both. I think his, you know, he's smart enough and humble enough, you know, he doesn't have the ego enough to understand, well, I got to get some feedback here. I don't know the passing game the way I should. I don't know this whatever route tree or these route options well enough, so I better ask. That's a good thing. But I think it could be both. I think it could also be like, do you really want to a coordinator that's like, hey, what do y'all think? I don't know. What do y'all think?
And then ultimately, like, hey, man, you have the job for a reason. There needs to be some level of executive function that happens there. But one thing I will say, and maybe this is just the whenever you are a part of any type of company, any type of large group, unless you are some level of psychopath, if you're inside, you are invested in this going well, right? And you heard from Christian Kirk. We're about to hear from Dalton Schultz. All of the voices seem to sound and push this as a positive. Listen to Dalton Schultz here, who sat down, or he talked with the Drive. A fantastic conversation, mind you. This is what he said about what he would say Nick Caley's special trait or maybe even superpower is.
Dude, he's a young guy. So, like, just like D'Amico, I mean, dude's bringing energy, whatever room he walks into. But I think beyond that, being a guy that's just, you know, a little older in the league, having a first guy, like a first time OC, be willing to like take so much input from those around him, whether it be coaches, players, you know, doesn't matter. He's listening to the input, and like you see him implementing the stuff you talked about. So like, I think he's been a really effective communicator. I love his energy. And honestly, dude, like, I think, you know, we're growing in the right direction, and we're going to try to continue to keep doing that. But Kale's definitely leading the show.
It's interesting. And I think we will, you know, Sunday will tell us a lot, because they are going to be on the road, and you know, everything's going to be magnified. But I think by and large, I'll put it this way. I'd rather it be like this than him come in like another first-year coordinator in Bobby Slowick and say, guys, I got this. This is how it's going to be. I'd rather it be, even if there are some blind spots, you know?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Nick Haley said in his availability gives me a little bit of positivity towards the idea that the side of the coin on taking in information is the good one. This was Nick Haley when he was asked about the balance of taking in all that information, but also having a, you know, having an idea and running his offense.
Well, I think we have our core principles. We have our offense, our structures, and our DNA. What I think you want to do is, and I don't know what he was alluding to necessarily, but I think it's there are strengths of certain players, and then obviously the quarterback position. You want to have a relationship, and you want to be able to discuss things with the quarterback. And there's certain things that we adjust throughout the week, whether that's Wednesday to Thursday to maybe even Friday, subtle tweaks or changes. Could be a formation, could be a movement, could be a coaching point on a particular play, and we're always going to do what we got to do to be able to tweak those things to put us in the best position possible. And I think the quarterback's going to be the guy that's driving those things. So we have those conversations on a daily basis. Him and I, that's what we're here. Again, we got to see it through the same eyes. And we don't always have to agree on the same things, but it's good conversation. And I think it helps him get a feel for how I see things. And then ultimately I get a feel for how he might see things or interpret things. And we can arrive at the decision that's best for our offense. But ultimately we have our offense, and I think it's evolved, as you can see, even in short time in 4 weeks, and see where it goes, you know.
Foundation of principles, right? The basic things that are going to keep you grounded and tethered, and willingness to disagree with the people that are bringing input, and obviously then some level of alignment and synergy with a man who is going to have the best eyes on what's happening, the man on the field level.
That's it.
All of those things feel good, but here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I love all of that. It's talk.
Yeah.
And I think I there's value in having the right perspective, but for the time being, that's talk.
Yeah.
We've seen some good signs in a quarter of football yesterday.
That's the thing, right?
That's probably unfair because you saw some of those things all the way through the game. But
really clicking.
The demonstration the full materialization of putting points on the board, all of the people, you know, being excited, hyped on the field was one quarter. I need to see more of the results and the things that come, the materials that come on the backside of a process. And that's what we're hoping that this game will be.
We have to be fair here. It may end up blowing up in his face. The first three games, we know there were issues with a lot of different things. But the one thing I do like, and you mentioned it there, he mentioned it, is ownership. He's talking about ownership of the offense by the quarterback. That is a refreshing change. It may not work, but I think that change in itself kind of bolsters and really pushes C.J. Stroud into owning this offense.
Yeah, man. Another data point on Nick Haley as offensive coordinator is coming on Sunday. It's going to be a very interesting one, especially with a compromised defense in particular for the Ravens. A lot of injuries. I mean, number of cornerbacks not showing up. Obviously, defensive linemen on the injured reserve. Going to be very, very interesting to get a better feel on Nick Haley as we continue. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on this Football Friday. Coming up next, how did Thursday night football, we're talking about injuries, there was a lot of them, and yet and still a super injured team gets a win. Did that give us any level of insight as to how we should approach the injuries going into Sunday? 713-572-4610, we talk about it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is indeed a Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Football Friday indeed gearing up for Texans, Ravens. You'll be able to hear that at noon, of course. The Texans countdown starts at 9 a.m. right here on Houston Sports Leader in your home of Houston Texans Sports Radio 610. Got a lot of stuff coming on this day, but hey, man, we're all full steam ahead towards this game from the 3-4-6. I really hope we win, but I'm preparing for a loss from the three from another texter. I think that a first time play caller should ask their players what they think, which obviously pursuant to what we were just talking about. But it seems like people are excited for this game, but there's a level of caution that exists. And I wonder how much of that is factored into what was a very intriguing, very entertaining divisional matchup on Thursday Night Football between the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams there at SoFi Stadium, that for a while was looking like it was out of hand, then looked like an incredible game, mm-hmm. then looked like it was going to be an incredible comeback story, only to be ended with just a fantastic collapse for the Rams and allowing the Niners to get a victory. A lot of things to highlight in this, but one of the biggest things that I think is pertinent to the Texans is we all looked going into San Francisco mm-hmm. and pointed to Brock Purdy being out in this game, Juwan Jennings being out in this game. Who was the other wide receiver? Oh, Ricky Pearsall being out in this game, amongst others, and looked at that team and said, ooh, those are some big hitters that they don't have.
Yeah.
But apparently I forgot that Kyle Shanahan was not out in this game, and Michael McCorkle Jones got out there.
You're still going to call that man McCorkle?
That's his name. What you mean? Why would I not call him his name?
That sounds a little disrespectful.
Nah, what's disrespectful about saying his name?
Hey, nah, that's Return of the Mac right there.
He goes by Mac. Mac Daddy.
Mama call him Michael McCorkle. I'm going to call him Michael McCorkle. But no, a fantastic game for him in particular. A gritty performance for him as he was dealing with the leg injury and cramps at one point, mm-hmm. Which funny enough, nobody cares, but I was trying to get a little run in on the treadmill.
You got cramps too?
As soon as Al Michaels was like, yeah, he's been dealing with cramps, I was like, my chest. I was like, yeah. Let me go sit my butt down. But yeah. No, this was a fantastic game. Did this at all for you make you go, ooh, have we been doing too much when it comes to the injuries that the Ravens are facing?
Well, let's look at it this way. Just tell me if this sounds familiar. Backup quarterback.
Yep.
Legendary running back. I think it's safe to say that already about Christian McCaffrey.
Easy Ed's son, yeah.
Very shorthanded all around.
Fair enough.
That sound familiar?
It does sound familiar.
Like Sunday in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Dude, it's – yes. I don't see how you can – I think what it
I
does.
I think that's the PTSD everybody has.
But it was right there in living color.
Yeah.
You know, right in front of us. You know, mm-hmm. Mac Jones was dealing, especially in the first half. You know, I know there was
33 of 49, yeah. 342 yards with seven yards an attempt, two touchdowns, only one sack, which is kind of amazing to see.
Oh,
on
yeah.
paper,
he gets rid of the ball quickly, too.
Considering the how he was clearly hampered, but he got the real ball. He was making incredible decisions on the field.
And if you want to stretch it, even though it wasn't officially this way, the Rams were kind of playing on the road, too, because, dude, that was 85 to 90% Niners fans. And that was incredible.
I can't imagine what their PR staff and all that stuff going through talking about Pat the House out, Rams fans.
We get embarrassed here. They must be sticking their head in the ground.
That got to be worse, right?
Yes. It was 80 easy percent Niners fan.
I mean, they are a good team.
They call it Levi South.
It's going to it's going to take like a decade.
Yeah.
For and maybe like yeah. that's it's going to take another decade. Maybe
it might not ever happen, man.
Yeah.
Right.
It is L.A.
It is. That's fair. I mean, yeah. it's just it's one of because I mean, hell, to be fair, that even like I guess the accolade or the thing that I would try and compare it to is the Cardinals. Mm. Where they're in
they
Arizona.
They came around, yeah.
They came around, but it took a while. And even then, I don't know how strong it is because the Cowboys go and play out there, and they yeah. still.
Cowboys and Steelers still dominate.
Like, they yeah. still dominate there. Yeah. L.A. didn't never ask for no Rams. They asked for no football. And they rock with their Dodgers. They rock with their Lakers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's what it is, you yeah. know?
Maybe, but maybe the Raiders back in the day.
You got a road
Raiders
game.
Still hit, for sure.
You got a road game in essence. Backup quarterback, legendary running back, a lot of people out, and you win. You win. It has to cause pause.
And I mean, yeah. to be fair, that's more for us. Because one thing I will give credit to this Texans team for, at every point and at every moment, D'Amico Ryans, mm-hmm. Matt Burke, even Nick Cayley, they're like, look, man, we are not making any assumptions. There yeah. are no assumptions on this. That's for y'all to do. They are handling this as if Lamar Jackson is going to play. Or
that
at least
makes it worse.
Keeping that in tow yeah. and having those considerations. The one thing I will say is I don't think that this is a full comparison, although mm-hmm. like this does mean that, hey, let's not get too far over our skis, mm-hmm. but I think the distinctions between where the Ravens sit and the Niners sit, I can make this very simple by saying that is a 3-1 Niners team, and that is at least going into this game, now they're 4-1 after the 26-23 yeah. overtime victory. But then the Ravens are a 1-3 team. And yeah. maybe you could say, all right, well, they were a 1-2 team before this past game where they were clearly dealing with a lot mm-hmm. more injuries mm-hmm. than they had previously done. They have issues outside of injuries.
They do.
I go further. I think that I did not give Kyle Shanahan enough credit, especially because he dug deep in the bag. He kind of prefers a quarterback that's like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to lean on what you tell me.
Yeah.
And where he's basically playing PlayStation with his quarterback out there, really dictating a lot of things. Mac Jones exists as kind of that. And then on top of that, that defense is actually playing really well
yes.
for the Niners.
With or without.
Specifically because mm-hmm. Your guy, Fred Warner, at linebacker, is still the baddest man mm-hmm. playing middle linebacker in this league, bar none. I'm yeah. not willing to debate on it. Talk to your auntie about it, right? Like, I think that those things are different when you look over at the Ravens. You go, Todd Monken, I like him as a play caller. He not holding a candle to what Kyle Shanahan has clearly been able to do. I like yeah. Todd Monken quite yeah. a bit, but he's not yeah. doing that same thing to mitigate these issues. You're not dealing with a defense that has been playing not well, period. Mm-hmm. And so I think that those things end up being a difference. But it is a cautionary tale. Don't lose sight of the job. You need to play as if you're facing off against the best.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Team in the league.
Yeah, no, you're right on all those points. But it does, as I said, it kind of gives you pause. Maybe it's a cautionary tale. But here's the other thing. It's not the only one. This has been a season in which a lot of teams, and you were going through the list before the show, a lot of teams where you're like, all right, well, this might be ugly, but let's check it out. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, you know, Cowboys this year
yeah.
is one of those. End up losing, but playing really, really, really well. What are some other ones where you've thought, oh.
Green Bay and Cleveland.
There you go.
Green Bay and Cleveland. Yeah. There was another one that I was thinking about more on just the individual quarterback level, mm-hmm. which was Jackson Dart starting for the Giants for the first time against the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
That one went well. I mean, there's been a few of them in this short, you know, the early portions of the season where you go, your priors come into the game are flipped entirely on their head. And so, look, I do think you have some advantages, and there are some opportunities, mm-hmm. but you can't at all take for granted what's happening here because, as people like saying, they get paid over there too.
I almost said that. I didn't want to be – we could have said it together. They get paid too. And by the way, they still have Zay Flowers. They still have Mark Andrews. They still have Rashad Bateman. They still have John Harbaugh. There are weapons there. Now,
that last one you said I think is very important, John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh is important.
He's a steadying force. The one thing, maybe this is – by the way, who the hell does Kendrick Bourne think he is? Mm-hmm. Right? Like Kendrick Bourne was like, I will be this level of player right now if we don't have, what was that, like 10?
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, he might. 10 receptions, 142 yards.
And dropped like a 30 yarder by accident.
Just absolutely cooking. Yeah. But maybe that's the cautionary tale on what I'm about to say. It feels like those wide receivers, those targets that you have over there, including like a D-Hop who has been a big play receiver for
Didn't
them.
Didn't say that one.
Even if he hasn't been like, you know, the same D-Hop, of course, of old.
Mm-hmm.
They are clearly made better by what Lamar Jackson is capable of doing. And I don't see Cooper Rush being that kind of elevating force.
Mm-hmm.
But they do still have talent over there that you have to.
Bateman kind of scares me a little bit. He's been playing a little bit better, at least in recent weeks. And the other part of this is, well, he doesn't have to be Lamar Jackson. I don't think they expect him to be Lamar Jackson. What did Mac Jones do yesterday? You alluded to it earlier. Got rid of the ball quickly.
And made
Cooper
good
Rush,
decisions.
Cooper Rush can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. That is fair.
And y'all, I think y'all kind of brought it up yesterday talking about the blitzes and all that stuff, how all of these things outside the Titans were getting rid of the ball quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They were. And so I actually – that's one of the reasons why I come back to – I would like to see the Texans obviously not just straight up play base or necessarily – or not even base, but like play your basic big nickel that they like going – blitz less.
Yeah.
And force Cooper Rush to consistently make the right decision. Force these guys to get the ball and make dudes miss because you do have a team on defense that you feel really good about that I think can stop yourself from ending up looking like the Los Angeles Rams where you come into this game as an 8.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
You fall flat on your face early and then you make mistakes as a Los Angeles Rams team that allow the Niners to get a victory late in the game, including what had to be one of the worst play calls that I've seen from a Sean McVay offense. Like
he said it.
Matt Stafford was. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
In the postgame show. Mm-hmm. In his postgame presser, McVay was like, yeah, that's on me. It was a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
You got Matt Stafford out here cooking with the capital C. And we get fourth and short. And I'm okay with the idea to not kick the field goal and try and go and win this one.
Not like that.
But how do you have – was it Kyren Williams that he ran in that moment?
Yes.
Off of the right end.
And the big dude from Texas.
I'm like, what's
scripting?
Yeah, Alfred Collins.
Collins, yeah.
Shout out to Alfred Collins. But yes, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw heard the field level. It sounded like a car crash.
It did.
when he stripped that ball. Wild how that happened. But excited to see the Texans break that mold, that stereotype of getting tracked down by a team that shouldn't be able to stick with you because of the injuries. Hopefully the Texans can do what they're supposed to do come Sunday. All right. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, we get to our question of the day, inspired by Mac Jones getting out there and looking pretty good in a change of scenery from where his previous stops were. So what's a change of scenery that changed your life, work or otherwise? 713-572-4610 is the number to text, and we'll discuss it next. It is a Football Friday. Appreciation to Academy Sports and Outdoors for giving us the Football Friday, but also for making it possible for the fellas of the drive to be out at Talyer Brewing in Sugarland today. That's where they'll be broadcasting from 2 to 6, right next to where the Sugarland Space Cowboys play. I almost said Skeeters. My bad. So, yeah, go out and see them, folks. And if you did not get your painted Pendergast glass the first time around, well, this is another week where you got the painted Pendergasts. I like that. So get out to see the fellas.
You better copyright that. Sean going to take that one.
It's cool. He can have. It's his face. Yeah. Like, I would feel bad copywriting something about his face. It'd be really weird to do.
Hey, but business is business, man.
Fair. That's why I'll never be a billionaire. Question of the day here on this Football Friday. What's a change of scenery that changed your life, work or otherwise? 713-572-4610 is the number of text. Because I actually think I disagree with the impetus of this question here, John Lopez. Of course I would. Why would I not?
You would.
It's a little too boring if I agree with it. But Mac Jones, Michael McCorkle Jones, as I like to call him.
Man, you got to put some respect on that guy's name.
That is not disrespectful.
Just call him Mike Jones.
See, now, that's not who he is. That's something else.
That's his real name.
See, if I wanted to be disrespectful, I'd say, why was he out here looking like Two-Face in that two-tone suit? That's what I would say.
That was wild.
That's what I would say.
You either
if I was
have
to
play like an absolute stud or fall flat on your face when you walk into the stadium with that thing.
wild behavior there. But, I mean, you do what you want when you're popping is a philosophy that I believe in. And if nothing else, last night, he was just a gritty performance for him, getting out there, thugging it out, dealing with an injury in that knee that he already had a brace in, dealing with cramps on top of that, and making plays in an adverse situation. And so it seems like, I guess you believe him to have been, to be kind of like a different level of guy in this system as opposed to where he was in New England and Jacksonville.
100%. Going from New England and Jacksonville to Shanahan and San Francisco completely changed his life. He was maybe one bad Brown start or Panthers start, if that's where he wound up from. All right, well, he ain't got it. He's going to end up out of the league. Now, he's going to be in this league 10, 12 years and be Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Just imagine if Shanahan drafted him instead of Trey Lance.
We might not have heard of Purdy. We might not have heard of Brock Purdy.
I mean, I feel like this
ain't
is a shame.
Wild?
But also,
isn't that crazy?
Also, haven't we seen Nick Mullins do this too?
But I'm saying it changed his life.
Yeah, but if
it changed Nick Mullins' life?
No, changed.
But that's what I'm saying. Mac We've Jones. Seen Nick Mullins do this.
But what I'm saying
We've
is.
We've seen C.J. Beathard do
but,
this.
But if he would have got drafted instead of Trey Lance, if they went with Mac Jones instead of Trey Lance, Mac Jones would have been probably their franchise quarterback.
Millions he's going to make off of this.
I am not willing to assume that this happens.
And I don't care.
Hey, you said the same thing about Sam Darnold.
That's right.
That is fair. I will accept that you are right in that regard, that I did say the same thing about him.
All right, so
sometimes
what?
But regardless.
Sometimes you got to go elsewhere to succeed.
So, okay, that's perfect.
We
know your change of scenery, but you got to think of something else. Because we know you, Figgy, coming from Cleveland, completely changed your life. I'm interested in Reggie's. I'm interested, and it might be a relationship one too, not just a work one. But I've got so many. Obviously, you know, I've been around a while and lived, you know, 41 years now in this industry. But two changes of scenery changed my life. The first one was 1989. The year was 1989,
mm-hmm.
and I was
1 year old.
And I got two job offers after working covering the NBA in San Antonio. One was to the Miami Herald to be their features writer, and one was to the Houston Chronicle to be their Olympics and college football writer. And ultimately, I was a columnist, and I was this close to going to Miami. I mean, like this close to going to Miami because the job offer and the money was slightly more.
I remember you telling us that one time.
Yeah, and so ultimately, I said, "We got a 2-year-old." Well, actually, he was one at the time. We have a one-year-old, and grandma and grandpa were still around. They probably want to see him. I made it just for that reason, so it was kind of dumb luck. The other one was strategically a huge risk, but that got me to Houston in 1980. Well, I started on January 1st, 1990. But anyway, the other one was in 2005. This internet thing was really starting to take off. And the Houston Chronicle said, because it was Texas versus USC in the national championship game.
I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, we had all kinds of people covering this. And they said, hey, Lopez, why don't you do a live, they called it a live blog. A live blog. So what I was doing on my computer as I'm watching the game is making comments and asking questions. And listeners, keep in mind, this wasn't like instantaneous.
Sure.
I would post something. Wait a few minutes, and you would get all these responses and questions. Remember how it first started?
Of course.
Was just questions and answers on blog. And all of a sudden, I'm in the fourth quarter, and I got 700 and something comments and questions, and it kind of opened my eyes. I'm like, oh, boy, this is the future. This is the future right here. A year and a half later, I was doing radio semi-full-time up the street. And they asked
what station?
I forget.
Nah, messy.
They came up to me one day and said, "We want you to do radio full time. We think you can do this." And I had a really good job. I was the lead columnist at the Chronicle, like the lead columnist. Me and a couple of other guys were the guys, and making good money. I took like $40,000 or $50,000 pay cut. To go ahead and commit.
Man, you is wilding.
I was wilding.
And now you're rich. Look at that.
To go ahead and commit to doing radio full time. Because I knew it. I knew newspapers were going to maybe not die, and they haven't, but
you're saying something else bigger.
Yes. 100%.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Number of things coming in on the text line from the 281. Went to law school when they were 33. Been doing it for 33 years. That's
33.
Incredible.
Salute. Yeah.
My mom is a similar story. Salute. She decided to become a nurse and then ultimately a nurse practitioner later on. Probably in her 30s as well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's been doing it for
like the old man
well.
In the LSU band.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, chase your dreams.
Yeah.
From the 832, Houston to Colorado Mountains, met his wife. Earned a level 3 wine sommelier certification. Less heat, humidity, all traffic, all that. Yeah, no, that sounds like you're definitely getting rid of some things that can make your
How
life
about you?
A little frustrating. I'm a little bit similar to the 281. They transferred from Grambling to Texas State after the freshman year. Still got love from Grambling, they said, but don't regret it. Mine is less about the transfer specifically. Actually, it probably is a transfer because obviously I started my college career at Kansas State University. It's why I can't get rid of them jokers for my life. But then I came back home, and the reason why I went there in the first place is because I wanted to be an architect. I decided in seventh grade I was going to be an architect. I liked drawing. I liked math. Kind of fused those together.
You wanted to do the new Guggenheim edition.
I wanted to do that. And obviously for my Nigerians out there, my middle name is Bankole, which means my child will build a house for me. So it felt like, oh, there's all these things here. But when I transferred, I went to UT Arlington here in the state of Texas to bring it back in state because out-of-state tuition is a monster. And I realized that, oh, man, I'm stagnating for other reasons that we can get to at another time. And the change of scenery was from that building, the architecture building, to the broadcast
building. How about that?
Because I never considered that I would actually go into media. And because I thought I just decided I was going to be an architect, even though I always got talks too much on my report cards. But as soon as I got in, it clicked. Like, it just felt right, and I felt like I was advancing. And lo and behold, you know, one thing comes to another, and I'm sitting next to John Lopez.
How about that?
Yeah, mine's is kind of similar to Reggie's, but mine's kind of great value version of it. So y'all know my history, how I got down here and all that stuff. But this is the prequel to that part.
Okay.
When I was younger, I was working a job. I used to work with mentally disabled adults in the homes and stuff, like in the group homes.
Important job, too.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they was only paying like $8 an hour.
Oh, no.
So I was struggling in that area, first off, and I had no real education, anything. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, who's a mail carrier, she was like, "I could try to get you in the post office." So I'm like, "Cool, I'll be making $19 an hour." And, you know, I was damn near spending my money before I even got the job. I took the test and all that stuff and failed it.
Oh, wow.
I took the, it was the driving test.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why I failed. And come to find out, I had points on my license.
Okay.
Oh.
So at that point, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah.
And at the time I was rapping and all that stuff. I knew that's what I wanted to do, music, but I just didn't know how to make it a career.
Yeah.
And somebody told me about Ohio Center for Broadcasting at the time. I think it's called Ohio Media School. And I ain't know nothing about radio. I was just going there just to try to get
to learn
my music.
The industry, yeah.
Not even just trying to get to a radio station to intern to the hip hop station and try to play my music. And I got in. I'm like, wow, I didn't know it was a whole media thing. And I used to listen to the radio and stuff like that, but I had no idea I could potentially get in that same field.
That's crazy. That's a great story.
And so,
and now you're the star of the midday show. That's crazy, man.
So if I didn't fail that driving test, I would still to this day, because I'm good with keeping jobs, I would still be a mail carrier.
That's nuts. We got some really good ones coming in. Back in the day, I got in one little fight, and then my mom got scared, sent me to live with my aunt and uncle in Bel Air, changed my life
forever. Shout out to Will Smith. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, in Bel Air. And that's Rob. Rob also said he was completely burnt
out. That got
out.
To be a joke, right?
Lopez didn't get it.
I got it.
Okay, that sounds like you were reading that like you didn't get it at all.
I got it. Yeah, from Philadelphia. Anyway, what do you? He said he was making $100,000 a year, burned out, went back to school to get a degree in molecular biology.
Never been happier. No, like this, it's incredible how sometimes one decision can make you change. Somebody said that they worked in law enforcement, rather enforcement nights. Family was kind of falling apart. Marriage to falling apart. Changed careers to like a land development firm. And now everything's, you know, everything's together. Like sometimes something simple like that could change your life. And you guys believe that that's what's going to happen for Mac Jones. Honestly, I want it for him. He seems like he's a pretty good dude.
You're hating on him big time.
I'm not. I
Call
think he
that
was
man
fantastic.
Mike Jones, man.
I'm not going to lie about what I think about his play just because I like him as a dude. I'm not going to lie about it.
Call
out
Mike
to,
Jones,
shout
man.
Out to Jacksonville's own Mac Jones. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're about to go around the NFL, including an interesting thing that seems to be taking hold in the NFL, especially now that we have a quarter of the season. Plus, we get joined by B. Scott for the hour. Let's have more fun on a Football Friday next on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.